Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, the program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. And it is the Solemnity of All Saints today. We celebrate the reality of what Jesus our Lord has accomplished in the saints that we know and even the saints that we don't know, those who've made it home. Everyone who's made it home to the Lord is a saint. They have reached their destination, the destination that God the Father has made us for, to enter the communion and relationship in heaven in the glory of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the saints are for us, and we need them more now than ever, I think, to be a sign for us, friends, of the power God wants to release in the life of all those who are baptized into His Son, who become temples of the living God, who become literally united to the Lord, the power that raised Jesus from the dead, the power of the Holy Spirit present in our lives. And when we yield ourselves to the work of God that Jesus desires to accomplish in each one of us, that is to bring us into, prepare us and make it possible for us, enable us to live by a new power within us, not the power of the flesh, under the domination of the world and demonic forces of temptation, but a new power. Jesus, responding to the anticipation of the prophets, Jeremiah and Ezekiel, others saying, God's going to give us a new heart, a heart of flesh, not a heart of stone. And that heart of flesh is the heart of Jesus. It's the work of the Spirit bringing to us the love that's in the Son for the Father and the love of the Father for the Son and their love for us. And what's at the centerpiece, what's at the core of the lives of the saints is that becoming awake to their destiny, their call, their identity, the eternal perspective. And by the grace of God, they've learned how to put first things first, to love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength. The starting point is there. Jesus said, this is the first and the greatest thing that any human being can aspire to, can ever enter into. And it's by God's grace, the one who's initiating in this relationship. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to us. And Jesus came to bear witness to the truth. He stood before Pilate before he was about to be condemned. And Pilate said, you call yourself a king, or you're called a king. And he said, for this reason, I've come into the world to bear witness to the truth. And the truth that Jesus bore witness to is, first of all, he bore witness to the Father that God is love, that God is our Father, that he created us, that we're made for him, and that God's desire for us is to draw us into a family, to share eternal life and the relationship between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is what Jesus came to reveal, and then he revealed to us the obstacles that stand in the way. Fallen human nature, the world, the flesh, the devil, the reality of sin, ego, pride. He said, what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a way for you so you can reach your destiny. You can make it all the way home. You can enter into and you will find complete and full satisfaction in that deep longing that's in you for completion, for complete joy, for complete love, to be able to be known fully and loved and be able to love in return. That's all been given to us by God, and it's caught up in a battle. We're caught up in a battlefield. And the saints show us how to gain the victory. They took God's word at face value. They took the word of the Lord, they received it, and they surrendered their entire life to him. And they said, I'm going to put, by God's grace, first things first. And they are for us models that are meant to give us hope and a sense of confidence that what they've attained, what the Lord's called us to, and that which they themselves have attained is something we too, by God's grace, can attain. And we've got only so many days marked on this earth, friends, and what we're really called to become is saints. We see in them our own identity and destiny. These are brothers and sisters. They're praying for us now in this communion of saints. They're cheering us on. And many of them live through terrible, terrible times in the various countries that they grew up in. Many of them suffered a great deal, but they conquered because they trusted and they radically abandoned themselves to God and they became a light in the darkness and they became like Jesus. They came to bear witness to the truth. They encountered the truth in the person of Jesus. All the fundamental truths about the meaning of life, our origin, purpose, destiny, all of that. Who God is. And they, with their entire lives, bore witness, following in the footsteps of Jesus, knowing who they are, receiving from God their identity. And as Jesus walked, and as Jesus demonstrated right to the end, he said, I come to bear witness to the truth. And those who love the truth hear the Lord. And we're called to do the same, to bear witness to the truth of what Jesus claimed. He's been vindicated in the resurrection. He's at the right hand of the Father. He's poured out his Spirit. He's been completely faithful. His word is alive in us. And he wants to transform us. And no matter where we are, right where we are, in our marriages, in our families, in our neighborhoods, in our jobs, wherever we are, we're just meant to be a light. And that light comes from, as the saints showed us, living in radical love with God, or as Jesus put it, abiding in him. In John 15, for example, he said, if you abide in me, live with me, talk to me, internalize my promises, believe in me, bank your whole life on it, lean into me totally, don't hold anything back, and watch what I produce in you. You don't have to be a bishop to do great things for the Lord. You don't have to be, you just be the person God made you to be, radically in love with him, radically surrendered to him, having a big God, having big trust in a big God who loves you. And that's what the saints came to understand. And as St. Francis described in his own life, he said at a certain point, when the Lord's call really began to lay hold of him, he said he left the world. Now, we all know St. Francis is among a very small number of people in the history of the world that has had a major impact on the world, even 800 some years after he was buried, after he died. Huge impact. He loved what God created, and he was able to bring light and to bring renewal and life and healing and deliverance to people because his heart was given over to the Lord. And there's a way, friends, right now in the purging and the trial that our culture is going through, that the church is going through, that all those who are baptized into Christ need to gaze very intently at the saints and to listen closely to them, to see their life and to hear their words, the radical surrender they made and the break they made with the world. It didn't cause them to stop loving those who were in the world or loving God's creation and stewarding it properly, but they broke from the bondage of this world that has me first. Everybody's a threat to me. There's a zero-sum game for resources and comfort and the gold that's out there to get. They broke from that because they had the treasure. And what was in their heart was what's described in the reading today. We have beautiful readings. And one of my favorite in the Bible is the second reading taken from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. And John says, Beloved, first of all, that's who we are. We're beloved. You're the beloved. I'm the beloved. Why? Because God loves us. Right there, here's a simple equation. What sort of friends say, you know, God loves me, and by his grace, I love God. Therefore, my life is a success. That's the definition of a success. Because loving God, you're going to love your neighbor. You're going to fulfill the law. It's not a matter of just fulfilling the law. It's actually the law leads us to a way of life, a whole way of being and thinking and relating. But here's John. See what love the Father has bestowed on us, that we may be called children of God. Yet so we are. What a beautiful realization. I just love the phrase. Imagine him saying, see what love the Father has bestowed on us. We are loved by God, and God is our Father. And he's proven, he's made us his children, and he calls us children of God. And that's exactly who we are, John says. We're children of a loving Father. And that love is so strong, and it's in us, in the power of the Spirit. And it's a love that cannot be taken away. Now, we can turn our backs on it, but nothing can separate us from that love. As long as we lean into the Lord and trust him and abide in him, he will complete every promise. He'll fulfill every promise, friends. This is what the saints are experiencing, but also they're telling us and they're praying for us as we seek to follow in their footsteps. John goes on, he said, the reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. The world did not know the apostles in the early church. What did he mean by that? People certainly knew them, but they didn't understand. The world didn't understand what was happening in them and who they are and what they were living for. The reason they didn't know the radical decisions John had made with his life, and Peter being willing to die, a whole way of proclaiming the gospel, extending the Great Commission, loving their neighbor, people didn't know and didn't understand. John said it's very simple because they didn't know him. They didn't know God. So like Jesus said earlier in that quote I was mentioning before Pontius Pilate, when he said, yeah, you say I'm a king, but for this reason I came into the world, to bear witness to the truth. And then he said that all who hear the truth, all those who believe in him, are able to hear the truth. They don't resist it. John goes on, he says, beloved, we are God's children now. What we shall be has not yet been revealed. We do know that when it is revealed, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Everyone who has this hope based on him makes himself pure as he is pure. So that powerful theological virtue of hope, the confident expectation that what John is saying here, we do not know when it is going to be revealed. We shall be like him, though, for we shall see him as he is. This is Christian hope. And what do we see? We see Christ risen by the grace and power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God that's proclaimed to us. We see that his human flesh has passed from death to life. We see that a new humanity has begun in Jesus, that a new creation was born in the flesh of Jesus Christ, a new humanity. And he's the second Adam who is, as Paul tells us in another place, he's siring essentially a race of people in the Spirit. His Spirit that made human flesh be born again and made it possible to be raised to glory, that's the new creation. It's a humanity filled with the Spirit of God, the life of God, and the glory of God, destined to share in it forever. It's his possession to give, and he gives it to us freely in baptism, and we walk with him, and the grace and life of the church, the community of the church, the sacraments of the church, the preaching of the church, all of it is meant to contribute to this, to making us saints. And what's a saint? It's someone who's radically in love with Jesus and is moving in what Jesus has accomplished in them and allowing Jesus to fulfill it and to extend it to other people. That's the goal. That's the most important thing. And John is saying here, we have a hope. And the one who hopes, Pope Benedict XVI said at one point, the man or the woman who hopes lives differently. I can leave this world and the slavery of this world and help bring about a new world, precisely because my eyes are fixed on him, and what I see in Jesus and what I see in the saints is what's happening in me. And so John is saying, look, we're children of God. He's done it in us. We know him now. He's given us new life, and we're heading home. He has work for us to do here, but we're on the way, and we don't have to worry about our fundamental, our ultimate destiny, because we have Christian hope. Hope is confidence. It's a real confidence that what we see in Jesus and what God promises, God is not a man that he should lie, that those promises are being fulfilled in us now and will reach their absolute completion. That knowledge, John says, leads us to live with greater purity, not just sexual purity, but just purity of heart, singleness of heart, that allows us to walk out what the gospel today was, is the Sermon on the Mount, the Sermon on the Mount lifestyle. Friends, let's embrace this grace and the prayers of the saints today. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Fear God and Give Him Glory. The scripture says the fear of God is a fountain of life. It's the beginning of wisdom. It's the source of delight and a much needed grace for our time. For a free copy of Fear God and Give Him Glory, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.